Welcome to the Influence by Design podcast. I'm Samantha Riley, authority positioning strategist for coaches and experts. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more than just a caffeine addiction, and you dream of making more money, having more time, and having the freedom to be living your best life, then you're in the right place. It's time to level up. Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. I'm your host for today, Samantha Riley. And today I'm going to be bringing you some sneak peeks with some more speakers for the Profitable Coach Summit. Now, if you haven't seen much about the summit, this is a very different kind of summit because I'm blending together the spiritual and energetic practices of business and marrying them beautifully with the solid business foundations that you need to be able to create this beautiful, authentic, and aligned business. I'm going to be bringing you today some clips from Amy Yamada, who talks about irresistible messaging and how you can attract your ideal client by knowing exactly how to position yourself and your offers. And she talks a little bit about how you can do this also while tapping into AI. And specifically, she talks a little bit about ChatGPT. I'll bring you a clip from Matthew Paddy's talk on the science of quantum leaps for high achieving entrepreneurs. Then Ellen Finkelstein will talk a little bit about how to get better results from your email list. And in the summit, she talks about how to build your email list and how to make more money from your list. And then I'm going to bring you a little clip from Siddiqui Ray, who is an amazing woman who's worked with people like the Dalai Lama, who's worked with Navy SEALs. She's worked with all sorts of amazing people. And she's going to share a little bit about how to use your intuition to really lean into your leadership. So that's who you're going to be hearing from today. I'll be bringing you clips every day this week so you can get a little sneak peek behind the scenes. Now, if you haven't already secured your ticket for the Profitable Coach Summit, you can do so at profitablecoachsummit.online. Definitely head over there so you can hear the entirety of these amazing talks from these fabulous speakers and also the live sessions that will be running throughout the week. But right now, without further ado, let's roll the tape.
Well, it comes back to what I was saying about creating that space to get clear about who is it that you really want to work with. Something that my team and I focus on deeply is who is your ideal client, and not just the surface level demographics and not just, oh, established entrepreneurs that want to go from six to seven figures or whatever, you know, like the blanket statements are, but really knowing them on a deeper level and understanding what are their motivations, what are their gaps, what is their aspirational state and like their current state and their aspirational state, what validation are they seeking? What is it that they're afraid of? What would they say in their own words? And to understand what drives them. So what are their happiness drivers? Who are their role models? So something that my team and I have done is we've really leveraged AI to really tap into the intelligence, not just using AI as a task rabbit, but really tapping into the intelligence to reveal these insights about who our ideal client is. And by doing this, we've been able to uncover so much depth. I mean, even to the point of, what would my ideal client write as a journal or a diary entry of how they're really thinking, what they're feeling, and what they're experiencing? So it's been a very, I find it to be a very exciting time right now with AI just growing faster than any one of us can ever imagine. And so what I like to do is to leverage AI to bring out even better messaging so that we know how to best communicate with our ideal client. To simplify, something that I always like to come back to is also asking myself, or leveraging AI for this, but I like to ask myself, how can I best support my ideal client? So I'll even use that in messaging. I'll say something like, when I thought about how I could best support you, here's what I came up with, right? Like if I'm leading a workshop, for example, I like to come up with ways to really communicate with an audience and not in a way that it's just very salesy and tactical. I think people are so over, like they're just done with the sales tactics and the manipulation and all of that. I mean, I have a sales background and I'm glad that when I was in sales before I was an entrepreneur, I worked in the corporate world in the media. I started in sales when it was just tipping from old school tactics that were just, well, didn't feel good, to more of a consultant-like approach. I sold advertising for a number of years, and I'm so glad that I learned the old way and the new way, and then brought the new way into entrepreneurship. But what I like to really do is think about what really turns me off in sales, and what do I love when I'm on the other side, when I'm the client or the potential client. And I always love it when I feel seen and heard and understood, and where I don't feel like I'm being sold to, but instead somebody's saying, "Hey, I see you, I feel you, I've been where you are, I know where you are now, I know where you want to go, and here's the solution." So I just like to think about how to have messaging that really flows, that is client-centric versus tactical and just outdated, in my opinion.
So, can you just explain in a nice simple term what is a quantum leap?
Okay, really, like just spelling it out in crayons, it's a leap that is beyond your current level of results. It's a leap that is 2x, 3x, 10x from where you currently are, the trajectory you're currently on. It's a monumental, it's an extraordinary, it's a phenomenal leap into a new, you could say, platform, idea, results range, and it's done without the concept of time. That's the quantum leap.
Now you talk about it being without the concept of time, but there is some science behind this. It's not just an airy fairy, sitting under a tree playing with daisies kind of thing. There's actually science behind it. Do you want to take us into that a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's think about it right now, and I'm going to get a little bit metaphysical with you to begin with. So you have a body, and your body creates belief. So through your perception, through your awareness, through your life experiences, through your current results, what you observe outside of you right now is a result and an expression of what you have believed about yourself, the actions you've taken, and the decisions you've made up until this point. So everything outside of you is a result of your past, your former version. So inside the science of quantum leaps, it's an opportunity for you to expand your awareness into what is and who you really are. And so what is the quantum field? Universal intelligence, infinite intelligence, source, God, whatever you want to refer to it as, is much larger and engulfing of your current concept of yourself, the identity you have of yourself right now. I'm a physical body in the third dimension. I operate through linear time and space, and I work through segments of time to get results. The quantum field is what is interacting with you every single moment of every single day. And so the science of the leap is to tune into the field. It's to tune into the field of awareness and the field of quantum mechanics, the neuroscience, the interaction between the brain and the chemistry within the body to that field. Because you are sending and receiving information all the time, every 0.7 seconds, you're sending and receiving information from your cells, your DNA, all the way up macro to micro, so from micro level to macro level. So, to make it really, really simple, the science is what a lot of the New Age movement, a lot of the spiritual movement, a lot of the personal development movements, right from the late 1800s into the early 19s and mid 1900s. Is if you can see it and believe it, you can achieve it. That's essentially where it comes down to it. So if you can see it first in your mind, which is your imagination, it's a faculty that is beyond who you are as the physical body, because you can imagine something that you're not yet experiencing. So where does that imagination exist? It exists as you, as the quantum self. So you are pure imagination. And so, if you can see it and believe it, now this is where we're bringing the body in, because the neuroscience and the biochemical reproduction through emotions is the belief in the body. So, what you're experiencing right now is a result of what you believe about yourself to be true, what you believe about your world to be true, and what you believe about your products, your services, your cash flow, whatever it may be, to be true.
And I think another thing that is, this is my number two one, that really helps people is not making a big deal about this fancy thing or anything like that. I have a friend and it takes her hours to write an email. And so she never does it because it's just such a big project. So, you know, keep it simple. I recommend using a conversational tone and telling stories. And that creates a strong connection between you and your subscribers. I have a joke that I start almost every single email with a story. And so I'm always starting my emails with yesterday because I'm finding something I did yesterday. So it's like this joke, you know, every email starts with the word yesterday. But it's always some personal story that I connect to growing your online business. So it's always a connection to what they signed up for. It's never just about me at all. You know, I have this technique that I teach people called micro storytelling, where you connect something that happened to you to whatever your message is. So I just keep it simple and fun and enjoyable for people to open, because you want people to open your emails.
If you watch Shark Tank, which I'm sure most business owners do, and you listen really carefully, the first thing that they do is they go with their initial instinct, their gut hit on a business, on what the person's saying, on the presentation. And that creates impact. If you're just going on logic and the numbers and someone else's system, strategy, and structure, you're not really going deeper into your own wealth of understanding and knowledge, especially for leaders. Now, Sam, I've worked at the Mayo Clinic. I've coached four members of the Kennedy family. I've worked with the Navy SEALs. And the thing that all of these business leaders and icons, including the Dalai Lama and Nelson Mandela, who I've also worked with, the thing that they all have in common is they've created impact by listening to that still small voice within that leads them on a different path, not the well-trodden path that everybody else says, well, you should do this if you want to be successful. You should do this if you want to be a world leader. They've listened to that knowingness that they have, and they've made that the center of their decision-making. And then they go and they use other tools and mechanisms to make decisions. But when you're a leader of a team, or even if you're an entrepreneur and you have a business, and you learn to listen to that knowingness, and I'm going to talk about that a little later, the impact it creates is it influences other people, especially if you call it out in the open, if you don't keep it as like cloak and dagger technique that you're using, like, oh, I'm tuning into my intuition. If you really come out of the closet with, hey, this is my gut hit about this person, or this is my instincts on this direction, it creates an impact because other people start to go, well, what's my instinct? What's my gut hit on this person? What do I feel is the right direction? And you create this ripple of impact with your ability to own and practice and trust your own instincts.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.